or investing in a similar company or a competing business. Post signing the term sheet, the exclusivity clause kicks in. This is in good faith. As per this clause, the investor expects the founder to stop all conversations with all other investors and work on closing this particular round. Negotiations with investors on various clauses can go on and on. To work on tight timelines towards closure, the term sheet is typically valid for 30 days. So all the negotiations should happen within the 30-day time frame. Also, once the term sheet is signed, the founders and the investor agree to close the round within 90 days. All these clauses that we studied are negotiated and finalized, and then the term sheet is signed by both parties. However, as stated earlier, signing the term sheet does not mean that the deal is done. The term sheet gets expanded into a legally binding SHA drafted by the lawyers. The deal is done only when the SHA gets signed. We are now slowly moving towards the ending of our fundraise movie. We are super excited with the fact that we've just signed a term sheet with the investor and we know the money is on the way. But like every movie, even here there is a small twist. After signing the term sheet and before executing the shareholders' agreement, there is a crucial step, and this step is a tricky one. I'm not trying to scare you here, I'm just saying this is a step which can make or break your deal. You need to be prepared to clear this hurdle called due diligence. In this session, we are going to focus on how to steer through the due diligence process. We will start by understanding what exactly is due diligence. We will then go through details of what do investors look for during DD. Finally, we will go through the step-by-step process to prepare for due diligence. Let's get started. DD is initiated post signing the term.